Moshe Kibbutzon Misina Misal Yeshua Yeshua the Skin, Skin, and Vim, Vim, Sulan, Check Nasasak Dome. Shazam Ben Yon explains Moshe Kibbutzon Misina. Ben Tosh of Oksa, Ben Tosh of Alpen. There is a Olmec here, according to the Rambam. If you have on the computer the Rambam in like Damit Farag Chalek, where he lists the Yud Yom Likaron, HaYisod HaShmini. So for each of the Yigam Likom, the Rambam initially has either a word or a phrase that encapsulates the Yisod, and then he elaborates it. Okay, so Yisod HaShmini. Okay, that's the phrase. V'hu, here's the elaboration.
V'hu, shena amin, ki kol ha-Torah hazos, hanesuna ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, shi kula mipi ha-Gvura, kulomar, שהגיע עליו כולה מעיס השם יסברך, בעניין שנקרא הדרך השאלה, הדיבור, ואין ידוע איך הגיע אלא הוא משה עליו השם, שהגיע לו, וכי הוא היה כמו סופר שקוראים לו, והוא כוסף כל המאורס הימים הסיפורים, והמצוות, ולפיכך נקרא מחוקק ואין הפרש בין ובני חם, כוש ומצרים ושם אשתו מתאבל וצמנה חייסה פילגש ובין אנוכי השם הלוקחה Vishma Yisrael, ki hakol mipi hagvura, v'hakol ha-Torah es Hashem t'mim v'tahor v'kedusha, emes, v'kedusha v'emes. V'zeh she'omer shekmo eila psukim v'haz pur Moshe safra midaito. Hine hu eats a chachminu v'nevi'inu kofer enu, kofer u'megal ha'panem yosir mikol ha'kofrim, v'shechasha sheish v'torah leiv v'klipa v'she'ila. V'she'ila v'klipa v'she'ila divrei hayamim v'has purim ein to'elas b'hem. V'she'em me'is Moshe Rabbeinu ala v'sharal. V'zeh inyan ein Torah min ha'shamayim. Amru chachamim zal hu ha'mamin. In a Torah min ha'shamayim, amru chachamim zal hu ha'mamin sha'kol Torah min p'ya gvura chutz min ha'pasuk zeh shlo amar kash baruch hu el Moshe min p'ya atzma. V'zeh ki davar Hashem b'zeh Hashem yisbarach v'yisir ma'amar mi ma'amar ha'kofrim el kol dibur v'dibur min ha'torah yish b'm chachmos v'plaim l'fi shemi v'nosam v'lo husad tachlos chachmosam arucha me'eretz midah v'rachava min ha'yam v'ein la'ish el la'hot la'halach Ikvos David Mishiach Elokei Yaakov Shemispel Gal Enai V'abita Neflos M'Torah Zecha V'chmo Kein Pirsha Torah M'kubal Gam Kein M'pi Agvura V'zeh She'anu Usma Yom V'tivnis Hasuka V'lula V'shofar V'tzitzis V'tfilm V'zulasim Hu Ba'atzma V'tivnis Asher Amar Hashem Yisbarach Hu Ba'atzma V'tivnis Asher Amar Hashem Yisbarach L'moshe V'hu Amar Lanu V'hu ne'ma b'shlichuso v'hamamar amora al yesod hazeh hu ma she'ne'amar v'yomar Moshe v'zos tid'un ki Hashem shalchani la'sos kol ha'mas me'ila ki lo melibi.
Good, good, excellent. So there's something missing in the Yisrael Shemin. The Rambam said the Yisrael Shemin Torah min ha'shamayim means that Torah she'rotzav min ha'shamayim, every word, every letter, and so is the Perush HaMakubal. What the Rambam doesn't mention, which obviously is equally 1,000% in the Shemaim, is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The phrase Perush HaMakubal, the way the Rambam uses it throughout the Perush HaMashinai is, it means a Perush which is Mesiaches to a word, a pasuk, a phrase in the Chumash, in the Torah Shel Ksav. It's again Perush HaMakubal. Makubal meaning that we have it based on a Masor, based on a tradition going back to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. And Perush and Makubalim are in contradistinction to what Chazal referred to as Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Rambam in the Hakdamah to Perush Mishnah says, given that there's Perush and Makubalim on every single of the on virtually every single mitzvah, so then what? Why is it that Chazal singled out a few and only a few are called Halacha Moshe Mesinai? So the Rambam says Halacha Moshe Mesinai Chazal use when it's not Mesiachis to anything in Chumash. The fact that tefillin have to be black is not something which is near Mazim Chumash. It's not that if you learn the Pasuk of Shatam also Yodach with all the correct that you can, and you apply all the Midrash Shatam and Dreshes behind it, that you can elicit from the pasuk that tefillin have to be black. No, it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Halacha Moshe Mesinai means that it's not misyaches to what's in the Chumash in the sense that it's not telling you how to read the pasuk. It's not telling you that you can elicit this from the pasuk. No, it's not in the pasuk. But Hashem Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe purely orally. That's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Everything that Hashem Baruch Hu told Moshe ben orally that can be rediscovered, that can be elicited from the pasuk, that's a perush hamakubal. That's a perush hamakubal. So that means that the Rambam here in the Yisrael HaShemini, for some reason, doesn't mention Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Obviously, Halacha Moshe Mesinai is a Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So why is it that in the Yisrael HaShemini, when he's talking about Torah Min HaShemayim, why doesn't the Rambam mention it? So the answer is as follows. The phrase Torah Min HaShamayim expresses much more for the Rambam than we sometimes realize. It doesn't only mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah Min HaShamayim, it means he gave Torah Min HaShamayim and we have that Torah. Today, we have that Torah that he gave Min HaShamayim. Imagine if you if you go back and just reread that first line after the phrase of Hayos Torah Min HaShamayim, you can sing a nigga for me at that point. It's also good.
Behushanamin?
Yeah.
Behushanamin, ki ka atar azos in Assyria, and the Sunnah Aide Moshe Rabbeinu of Lavasham, she kulam epiagura, kalomar, she higia alav kulam eis Hashem Yisbar, ve inin she nikra aderach hasheila dibur, ve in yodeya.
I haven't put on the Tzuya Vea then. Did I miss that? Again, go back to that. Heosam and Shemaim Koma. Kula Matsuya Vidin.
Lomar Shigia Allah Kula Ma'is Hashem Yisparach. It's probably a bit different gear, so
Matsuya Vidin. Is this not in the. Would you have it on the computer?
Okay.
It
says,
Shanam
Shaklator Azon.
Meaning that we have, not just, Torah Min HaShamayim doesn't just mean that so many thousands of years ago there was a Mamad HaSinai in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. It means more than that. Obviously it means that as well. But it means more than that. It means, Torah Min HaShamayim means that Nitzchei is like a Torah. If it's lost somewhere in a Geniza, gathering dust, so it's not Nitzchei is like. It means that that Torah is Mitsuya Biyodenu Hayom. Now, the Gemara tells us in Masachas Tmura that some halachos of Moshe Mitzinai were lost. Some halachos of Moshe Mitzinai were lost. No Perusha Mekubalim were lost. Every Perusha Mekubal, and that's why the Rambam doesn't mention Tmura Tazayin. That's why the Gemara does not mention Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. If the Yisod Hashmini were about Torah Min HaShamayim in the sense of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah Min HaShamayim, then of course the Rambam would have mentioned Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, because Halacha Moshe Mitzinai was given Min HaShamayim, the same way the Torah Shavuot Sav, the same way the Perushim Mekubalim were given Min HaShamayim, so too Halacha Moshe Mitzinai was given Min HaShamayim. But Hayos, that the Rambam in the Yisod Hashmini, in the Yisod HaShmini, is counting Torah Min HaShamayim in the sense that an eternal Torah was given Min HaShamayim in the sense that we still have it. It's Mitzuya B'Yadeinu Hayom, and that's what he emphasizes later when he talks about the Torah Shebal Peh, that we, the way we build the sukkah is B'Tavnes HaSukkah that Moshe Rabbeinu made. And the way we have our tefillin is B'Tavnes, the way Moshe Rabbeinu had. Meaning that there's nothing lost, nothing of which I'm speaking here in the Yisod HaShmini, the Rambam tells us, has been lost. So that means, again, that the Torah Shavuot Sav, we have every single word of the Torah Shavuot Sav, and we have every single Perusha Mekubal, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. It is not true that we have every single halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. Some were lost. 300, 3,000, however many were lost. There were halachos of Moshe Mitzinai. Gemara tells us that we're lost. We may have lo shel Moshe. So memela hayos, because the ikar hashmini is Torah Min HaShamayim, which is metzuya b'yaden hayom. So the Rambam doesn't mention halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So I think that the newer translations, I'm not sure what you have on the computer, but if you go to the Hakdama, to Perushim Shais, on the computer, what the Rambam has, Achelik HaRishon, Achelik HaSheni, Achelik HaShlishi, of the Dinim, which comprise Torah, Achelik HaRishon, Achelik HaSheni. I'm not sure whose translation is printed there. You see that? Hachelik HaRishon Perushim Mekubalim? You see that? Anyone have that?
החלק הראשון, הפירוש של המקובלים ממשה שיש לנו גם את הפסוק, הוא שאשר לרמב"ם באחס ובודוס. וזה אין בו מקום מספר, אבל כל זמן שיאמר אדם קיבלתי כך וכך, מסתלק כל דבר.
Good. And now I'll close the same, please. Okay. So the Rambam says the chelik harishon of dinim that we have from the Torah, from again, which aren't written explicitly in spelled out in the Torah Shavuot, but those based on perushim mekubalim. And the Rambam says, since they're Perushim Mekubalim Me'Sinai, so there's no machlokes. There's nothing to argue about. Moshe Ben came down from Har Sinai and said that Ayin Tachas Zayin means Momon. There's nothing to debate. He said that Priya Tzad is an Esrog. There's nothing to debate. Then the second group of Dinim is Halacha Moshe Me'Sinai. And again, what distinguishes Halacha Moshe Me'Sinai from Perushim Mekubalim is Perushim Mekubalim, Moshe Rabbeinu was told and transmitted to us that this is in the words. What I'm telling you is in the words. That Priya Tzodo is an Esrog is something that's in the phrase of Priya Tzodo, which is why we have Gemara in Lulav HaBazel that says, how do you know that the, how do you see in the words Priya Tzodo that it means an Esrog? Hador bebilono mishana lashana, etc. How do you know that Ayin Tachas Ayin means Mamon? How do you know from the words that it doesn't mean mamash? So we have a whole sugya in Hachovel about that. Because those are Perushim Mekubalim. Again, Perushim Mekubalim means, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, this is what the words mean. This can be elicited from the words, with Midah Shanah Torah and Doshim Tan. Masha and Kena, Lachal Moshe Me'Sinai. Again, it's the same absolute authoritative source, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, but here, it's not something that you find in the Chumash. It's not something that you can elicit from the Chumash. But there too, there's nothing to argue about. But the Rambam says it differently. The first one, he says, Ein bo klal. And the second one? Yeah. But without the klal. The older translation, I don't know, the word klal got lost, but I think but both of the newer translations have it. So why does Rambam say Zeh in bo machlokes klal by Perushim Mekubalim, and he says by Halacha Moshe Me'Sinai Zeh in bo machlokes? Again, it's the same fact precludes all machlokes. The same fact precludes all machlokes. Because Rambam said this is the way it is. That's the way it is. There's nothing to discuss. There's nothing to debate here. So it's clear. What it means is like this. We do find there are plenty of examples in the Mishnah, plenty of examples that we have in Shas about Halacha Moshe Me'Sinai, where there is a machlokes. The Mishnah in Nida has a machlokes Tanoim, whether or not the Yud Al Tiyom, the Nida L'Nida, do we dash that from Sukkim, or is it Halacha Moshe Me'Sinai? Is that Ravish of a Mikdash? Is that Halacha Moshe Me'Sinai, or do we dash that from the Lashon Arvei Nochal? So there is machlokas. So what do you mean ein bo machlokas? Everyone asks that question. What do you mean ein bo machlokas? There is machlokas. So it's clear what the Rambam means is this. There isn't machlokas in the sense that if you show up in the Beis Medrash and you say, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe going back Ishan Pish and Moshe Rabbeinu for a din of a Rav Shabbat Mikdash, that it's a Halacha Moshe Me'Sinai, there's nothing to argue. No, but it's not a Halacha Moshe Me'Sinai, because I can show you how you darshan from Arvei Nochal. There's nothing you can't engage in debate about that. There's nothing. If you darshan something with Midrash and Talmud Drash and Brand, so someone else can push back and say, no, that Drash is not Mistaveh, V'chulu, V'chulu, you can have Melchanto Shal Torah of it. Someone comes and says, Kach Mekublani, Mipi Rabosai, such and such a halacha of Moshe Me'Sinai. There's nothing to debate. Now, because the metzius is that some halacha of Moshe Me'Sinai were forgotten, and some were partially forgotten in the sense that we find that some Tanoim had a Kabbalah and some Tanoim didn't have a Kabbalah, so you do have machlokas in the sense that Avavasha b'mikdash, is that something which is in the Torah? That's what the Lashon Arve Nachal means. No, Arve Nachal just means two Aravas. And Avavasha b'mikdash has no remez b'Torah. It has no remez b'Torah. Avavasha b'mikdash, Trelei Lachon Hashina. In that sense, you have machlokes. You don't have machlokes in the sense that there's anything to argue about, that there's anything to debate. If you have such a tradition, then you have such a tradition. And if you don't, you don't. And there's nothing to engage over. There's nothing to have mochamta shel Torah over. So that's ein bo machlokes. But you're not going to say ein bo machlokes klal, because there is machlokes in the sense that avada there are examples where one Tana says it's halacha moshim shein, and one says it isn't. But perushim megubalim, not a single one was ever forgotten. So says the Rambam, it's not that ein bo machlokes, it's ein bo machlokes klal. There's no machlokes b'chlal. No machlokes b'chlal. Mashin ken halacha moshim shein, ein bo machlokes in the sense that you can't argue with someone who has a tradition. You can't argue with someone who doesn't have the tradition. He has it, he doesn't have it. But there is machlokes in the sense that, yes, we have such examples. There definitely are such examples. L'chara, the omek of our Mishnah, of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina Misarli Yeshua. So Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously, now, Lashon Torah, so you can sort of use it colloquially, loosely, or you can use it, say, as a proper noun. Torah, not as a proper noun, means teaching. So is Halacha Moshe Misinai part of Torah in that sense? Of course it's part of Torah in that sense. Is it part of Mitzvah Talmud Torah? Of course it's part of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Torah as a proper noun refers to Torah Shebichtav and to Torah Shebalpeh. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, just like the Rambam in the Yesod HaShmini, is talking about Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebalpeh, not talking about Allah for Moshe Misinai. So too, that's what our mission is talking about. And the only of our mission is like this, Rabbi, saying Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, what was Moshe Mekabel the Torah? 99% of the Torah? 100% of the Torah, umisar li Yeshua, and 100% of that Torah was nimsar li Yeshua, and 100% of his kainim, and 100% of the Nevi'im, because nothing was ever lost. Because again, the Lashon Torah here, again, as a proper noun, some words that they can be used as a proper noun, they can be used not as a proper noun. Adam can mean man, or Adam can mean Adam Arishon. I mean, Adam Arishon, right? So it can have a very narrow, specific meaning. It can have a broader meaning. So the word, the Lashon Torah, is used that way also. Vayichtav Moshe ha-Torah hazos, Torah means Torah Shebichtav. By virtue of the fact that Torah Shebichtav, that Perushim Mekubalim are Misyaches to the Torah Shebichtav, so they're called Torah Shebichtav. Halacha l'Moshe Sinai, which isn't Misyaches to Torah Shebichtav in the sense, it's Misyaches to Torah Shebichtav in the sense that Tefillin are in Torah Shebichtav, and Halacha l'Moshe Sinai says they should be black. So in that sense, it's Misyaches, but it's not Misyaches to the words of Torah Shebichtav in the sense that it's telling you that if you read Ukshartim the right way, you'll see that Tefillin have to be black. No, you can't see from the words that Tefillin have to be black. Because the Baruch Hu chose that should be purely oral. So again, if you're using Torah as a proper noun, not as Mitzvah Talmud Torah, not as what we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if you're using it as a proper noun, so then Torah means the Torah Shebichtav, and it means the Perushim Mekubalim, which are also called Torah by virtue of the fact that they're Misyaches to the Torah Shebichtav. And that's the way our mission is using it, and that's what it means. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, the whole Torah. What was it? The whole Torah of Yeshua. Yeshua was a Canaan, and that's what the Rambam tells us, that the Perushim and Kabbalim, basically, this mission is the Yisrael HaShmini in the Rambam, that nothing from the Perushim and Kabbalim were ever forgotten. There was a Hashkocha, that nothing of Perushim and Kabbalim should ever be forgotten. Like, the Baruch Hu wanted that the Torah Shebichtav he gave, would be Nitzchis. Again, Nitzchis in the sense that we always have it. And he guaranteed, he ensured that the Torah Shebal Peh, again, Torah Shebal Peh, that those Perushim Mekubalim, which are also called Torah by virtue of the fact that the Mesiachis, the Torah Shebasan, also is Nitzchi in the sense that nothing was ever lost. And that's good for what our mission is saying. Moshe came and told him,
but at the time of
the
Why is
that
not
what?
In the
Sora. It was, but the point was that, that the Gemara and Shmuel tells us that somehow Moshe Mishnah
was
one of us.
But when Moshe gave all the halachas, so shouldn't that be part of the Torah as a proper noun?
No, Torah as a proper noun doesn't refer to. Torah as a proper noun. Torah's a problem that you have in Parshas Vayelech, what is it, Parag Lamed Aleph, Vayichtov Moshe? Parag Lamed Aleph.
Setara Azos?
Please.
Vayichtov Moshe Setara Azos, Vayitana, El HaKohanim, Bnei Levi, Anosim, Esarom, Bris Hashem.
You have the Ramban on the bus. Torah refers to Torah Shebasan. That's what the word means initially. By virtue of the fact that Perushim Mekubalim are Mesiachis to Torah, so the pasuk at the end of the Tochacha and the Kosai refers to Torah B'lashon Ravim, Toros, Achaz B'chsav, Achaz B'alpeh. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, again, in the sense of the proper noun of Torah, in the sense of a teaching, right, which is what Torah means, not as a proper noun, Torah, right? As a teaching, so avada, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai is Torah, and avada t'min ha-shamayim, and avada t'min ha-kadosh baruch hu, and avada t'min ha-mitzvah talmud Torah. But it's not part of Torah in the sense of yitav moshe es ha-Torah ha-zos, right, as a proper noun. Our Mishnah is tracing the same way the Rambam and the Yud Gimel Karim is speaking of the Masora of, again, Torah in the proper noun, which was, where 100% was what was conveyed. Not 100, Moshe Rabbeinu conveyed 100% of the, but right away, you may have, well, some of Halacha Moshe Mishnahs were forbidden. Okay, maybe just one other comment for today. In the phrase Moshe Kibbutz Misinai, so there are two questions arise. Number one, it's unlike the rest of the Mishnah in that it speaks Mitzad HaMakabel rather than the Mosa, right? It doesn't say Yehoshua Kibel Mimosha, but it's rather Mesorah Yehoshua. Right? We shift to, we describe the Masorah from Mitzad, right? Using the verb of Mosa, as opposed to Kibel. Initially, we refer to Kibel. Why not say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosar Torah from the Mosha? That and then Moshe LeYeshua. Why switch the verb from Kibel to Temosa? And number two, why the sort of the euphemism of Misina as opposed to from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Obviously, that is what it means, but why not say it? Why say it this way? Why is it relevant? You know, when Rav Shapiro quotes the Rav, he doesn't say, I've heard. you know, at 500 West 185th Street in Manhattan, I heard such and such. No, he says the Rav said such and such. So, enough Gemina, okay. So, Moshe Kibel Torah, I don't know, sort of the equivalent of saying, you know, 500 West 185th Street. No. So the Chazal Pshat is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu read the famous one, Sotah Dafeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiniyat kol hoi mugvos, v'hishro shkinos al ha-sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bypassed Mount Everest, all the tremendously impressive mountains and mountain chains, and he opted for lowly Har-Sinai, to give the Torah. And the person should be lomid midaskon. Right? So it illustrates shiflus. So the pshat l'chor is as follows. Torah is a davar hanivra. Because Rav created the Torah. In creating the Torah, he created something which made Chochmoso accessible to us. Right? Chazal speak of Torah Kodem El Olam, however many years Kodem El Olam, but Torah is also a Dava HaNivra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Torah, then he created something which makes Chochmoso accessible to us. So imagine you have a preschool teacher, and she goes over to Albert Einstein, and she says, you know, I heard you won the Nobel Prize, and you have this this new theory of relativity and special relativity. You know, maybe you could write a version of your paper for my 3-year-old. They're all very cute kids, and they're all very inquisitive, and I think it would be a nice thing if I could share your theory with them. So we would expect him to dismiss her out of hand and tell her, what are you making? You're making fun? Yeah, I should take this. This most profound breakthrough in human thought in centuries, in millennia, and you're making fun of it. That should be a children's storybook. So Ribbono Shel Olam takes his chochma. Ribbono Shel Olam, who's Ein Sof, and his chochma is Ein Sof, and he makes it accessible to us, to preschool intellects. That's a little bit of the omega of what the Gemara in Sotah means. That's what it means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shiftless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, again, it's symbolized by Har Sinai, as opposed to Mount Everest or whatever the other candidates would have been. But the substance of the shiftless is the etzem fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a Torah. It's symbolized, and therefore that's symbolically reflected in the choice of venue. Now, so let's rewind for a moment. So Torah is a davar hanivra. If the Mishnah would have used the phrase that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosar Torah LaMoshe, Moshe LaYeshua, so then we would have sort of imagined, so here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's just came back from the swarm cell, has his Tanakh, he has his Shas, his Rambam, his Bishop Yom Chaim Alevi, and he gives it to Moshe Rabbeinu. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if in the picture frame, Kabayochel, if in the picture frame there's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Torah. Torah is for us, right? Because Torah is a Dama HaNivra, because that's the only way that we can access Chochmas HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah comes into the world for us. And that's why it's described mitzad hamakabel, not mitzad hamosa. Obviously, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mosa Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu took dictation of every word in Chumash from Bereshit Ayin Kol Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu received all the perushim and kuvalim. Yes, all of that. Yes, practically, factually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moser. But if to say it that way intimates or can be misunderstood to mean that, as it were, that the Torah exists even in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm. No, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm, there's no need for Torah. There is no need for that Dava HaNivra of Torah. The Torah exists because of our realm. That's what's reflected in the phrase of Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. And Bechara, that's also the Pshat. I think Rav Shechter has this in Nefesh HaRav. It's actually even someone printed. Someone went to Rav Chaim and asked him for Hashkama and a Sefer. So it used to be, a certain style of Sfarim on Chumash with Pilpul and to show how Achreis HaMachlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam was really Machlokes between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel or something. It was such a style. So this Machaber had such a mahalak. So Reb Chaim, he prints Reb Chaim's Haskama. Reb Chaim told him that the whole Sefer is okay, but that's after courses. Much to his credit, with his honesty, he said, when I went to Reb Chaim, so the Gaon Libris told me, and I told him that if the printer, if it's possible, printing was obviously very different in those days than it is today. If it's possible to pull it out, I'll pull it out. But either way, he prints. That Reb Chaim told me that simon is because I want you to know. Reb Chaim said that's, and even though I told him that I'm not the first one to say it, Reb Chaim said, okay, it's still apikorsis. Whether you're the first one to say it or the second one to say it. It's the Zalva apikorsis. You can't disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's apikorsis to have a different havana in Torah than Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the pshat in that? Well, the pshat in that is, again, because of what we're saying in Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Torah came into the world as given and understood and grasped by Moshe Rabbeinu. So you can't disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah didn't come into the world as given, as grasped by Yehoshua, by anyone else. You want to say there was a contemporary who had a machlokes with Yehoshua, not about a perush hamekubal? You can say that. Yehoshua's havana of things that again weren't given to him by Moshe Rabbeinu as a perush hamekubal, but which were being debated based on midos haTorah and Drashos, then you can disagree with Yehoshua. Torah came into the world as defined by the havana of Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, so that's the pshat. Moshe kibel Torah, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosa, and Misinai to convey this idea again that the etzem existence of Torah is the reflection of again that shiftless which Har Sinai symbolizes. Okay.